This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. A recent rain-induced disaster claims 44 lives nationwide, including 38 in Ilam district. Prime Minister Sushila Karki expresses sadness over the death and destruction. Kozakrat Purnima, the final day of the 15-day Bada Dasai festival, being observed today. And Israel and Hamas due to begin in direct talks in Egypt today, aimed at implementing U.S. President Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan. Now the news in detail. The recent monsoon disaster has claimed 44 lives across the country, including 38 in Ilam. According to the Armed Police Force Joint Spokesperson DSP Sailendra Thapa, other casualties were reported from Udaipur, Khotang, Panchthar and Rautar districts. Most deaths occurred due to floods and landslides triggered by continuous rainfall since Friday. In Ilam, heavy rains on Saturday night caused devastating floods and landslides, destroying homes and infrastructure. Chief District Officer Sunita Nepal said that the death toll was high as many victims were asleep when landslides struck. Rescue efforts are still underway and officials fear the number of casualties could rise. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, a total of 285 people have died and 27 still are missing in various disasters incidents since mid-April. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has expressed sorrow over the loss of human lives and physical property that occurred in Ilam district and other areas of the country following the heavy rainfall that occurred on Friday and Saturday. Taking to her social site last evening, the Prime Minister expressed heartfelt condolences to those who lost their lives in the disasters and sympathies to the bereaved families. The Prime Minister also shared her appreciation to all who were deployed for rescue and relief operations during the time of crisis. She said, "The patience and support shown by the Nepali people during the time of crisis are praiseworthy." Prime Minister Karki has also stated that the relief distributions are ongoing in the disaster-hit areas. The vehicular movement in 18 road sections along different highways across the country has been obstructed following the flooding and landslides that were caused due to the incessant rainfall on Friday and Saturday. In Sankwa Sabha district, the Kosi Highway was blocked due to the landslide in Portkola Rural Municipality, Ward No. 4, and Makalu Rural Municipality, Ward No. 3. Spokesperson of Nepal Police, Deputy Inspector General Binod Khimire said the Siddhicharan Highway at Mane Bhanjang Rural Municipality is fully obstructed in Okhaldunga district and the Daldale section of the same highway is also blocked at Katari Municipality, Ward No. 14 in Udaipur district. Likewise, the Mid Hill Highway is blocked at Tikure in Pakribas Municipality, Ward No. 5 in Thankuta district and the Kosi Highway is blocked at Sogurigadi Rural Municipality in Thankuta, while the Mechi Highway is obstructed due to landslides at different areas in Ilam Municipality, Ward No. 9 in Ilam District. Furthermore, the traffic is off along the Nepal-China Friendship Bridge in Raswa's Gosaikunda Rural Municipality, Ward No. 2, and four other sites, including Saprubesi of the same rural municipality. Police stated that the Arnika Highway is obstructed at Charkilo of Hotekosi Rural Municipality, Ward No. 4 in Sindhupalchok and the BP Highway at Montikola of Rosi Rural Municipality, Ward No. 11 in Kabre District. DIG Ghimire stated that different road sections in Makwanpur District, including the Kanti Highway and Kulekhani Dakshin Kali road section, are blocked due to the rain-induced disasters. The police also shared that the Mid Hill Highway at Pikal Rural Municipality, Ward No. 6, and the BP Highway at Sunkosi Rural Municipality, Ward No. 1 in Sindhuli District, are obstructed due to the landslides at different places. People across the country are celebrating Kozakrat Purnima today, marking the final day of the 15-day long Bada Dasai festival. On today's occasion, devotees worship goddess Mahalakshmi, the goddess of wealth and prosperity, and keep vigil throughout the night. According to the tradition, goddess Mahalakshmi is believed to roam the world on this night, blessing those who remain awake in her honor. The ritual of offering and receiving tikka and jamara also concludes today. As part of the tradition, the jamara sprouted on Ghatasthapana is today disposed in ponds, rivers and holy sites, signifying the formal end of the Dasai festival. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Rescue operations are ongoing on the eastern slopes of Mount Everest in Tibet, China, where nearly 1,000 people were trapped in campsite due to sudden snowstorm. Hundreds of local villagers and rescue teams have been deployed to clear snow and guide climbers to safety. So far, around 350 people have been rescued and brought to Kudang town. Heavy snowfall began Friday evening and intensified, causing collapsed tents and putting trekkers at the risk of hypothermia. Authorities have temporarily suspended entry to the Everest Scenic Area, which falls on the Chinese side of Mount Everest. The extreme weather comes as Nepal faced heavy rains causing floods and landslides on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Mount Everest, the world's highest peak at 8,848.84 meters, remains a popular but highly dangerous destination for climbers on the Nepali side and also on the Chinese side. Israel and Hamas are due to begin indirect talks in Egypt today aimed at implementing U.S. President Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan. Preparatory talks begin at 10 local time between Hamas, Qatar and Egypt. Hamas has agreed to parts of Trump's 20-point plan, including the release of Israeli hostages, but has not accepted all the conditions. The Hamas delegation is led by Khalil al-Hayya, who Israel tried to kill in Qatar last month. According to the BBC, there is huge momentum, but no guarantee that a deal will be reached. On Sunday night, Trump called for everyone to move fast, adding that he was told that the first phase would be completed this week. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, with the influence of monsoon winds across the country, the weather will likely remain generally cloudy in Kosi, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces, while it will be partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is also possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim province, and at one or two places of the hilly and Tharai regions of the remaining provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the rain-causing low-pressure monsoon system has exited the country. In a press release issued yesterday, the division said that although the system has moved away and the weather conditions are improving, the public is still advised to remain cautious of possible monsoon-induced disasters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Rain-induced disaster claims 44 lives nationwide, including 38 in Ilam District. Prime Minister Sushila Karki expresses sadness over the death and destruction. Kojagrat Purnima, the final day of the 15-day-long Bada Dasai festival, being observed today. And Israel and Hamas due to begin indirect talks in Egypt today, aimed at implementing U.S. President Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.